I think we are going to have to work a lot harder. The good news is that more people are aware, and some very powerful films are coming out which are going to make even more people aware. And our program for young people, Roots and Shoots, is now in many African countries, and it's empowering young people to make a difference. But it's also running through it as a theme of we must learn to live in peace and harmony with each other, between cultures, between religions, and with Mother Nature.
What are your top priorities for the year ahead, and what more should the UN be doing to help aid them?
I think my top priority really is to continue doing what I've been doing and developing this youth program around the world. We're now in almost 100 countries. We've got about 150,000 or more groups, and a group can be a whole school. So we're in many African countries. We're right across mainland China, and it's all about getting together. And it is about the Sustainable Development Goals. I mean, it's all about reducing poverty, reducing violence, empowering people, improving livelihoods. That's what we're about.
Issues like climate change, the Sustainable Development Goals, they can all seem a little bit abstract to even concerned citizens. What best can we do to try and motivate people and make them understand that conservation is an existential issue?
I think when you're in Africa and you're living in a village and you've cut all the trees down because you're poor, you can't buy food from elsewhere, you're desperate to get more land to grow food, and as you cut the trees down you get terrible soil erosion and you lose the fertility of the soil. Then people understand very, very quickly we must conserve the environment. So with our program, hills that were completely bare, and now they've got trees about 30 foot high after 15 years. And that's because people understand. And now they know that when we get the trees, the water supply gets better. We still have space to grow our crops.
Is it inevitable that we're going to see a slow erosion of the natural world? Or can we even reverse it? Can we reverse the damage done, do you think?
I've just said we can reverse the damage. The bare hills became covered with trees and vegetation. If we carry on the way we are, it's very simple. That's going to be the end of us. Because already I'm told by several sources that we are, because it's partly poverty cutting the trees down because you have to live. But it's also the unsustainable lifestyle of the rest of the world. And we are, you know, as countries get more economically developed, like China, parts of Asia and so on, the demand for natural resources has gone way up. And I've been told, and I'm sure it's true, we are using them up at a speed faster than Mother Nature can replenish them. So if we carry on like that, forget it.
You're here at UN headquarters. Is the message getting through to world politicians, do you feel?
I think the message is getting through, but whether they do something about it, the message needs to go to big business, because in so many countries, big business is controlling the government.